Welcome to today's cybersecurity brief. I'm your host, and we're diving into Cisco's Q1 phishing surge and critical iOS patches. The Lockbit gang's own dark web breach exposing 60,000 Bitcoin wallets, and Telegram's latest defenses against rising scam and malware campaigns. And now, let's turn our focus to Cisco headlines. In Cisco World today, Cisco Talos reports a sharp rise in phishing, fully half of all initial network breaches in Q1 2025 came via malicious email kits, which are also getting better at sidestepping multi-factor authentication. A critical flaw in Catalyst SD-WAN Manager, CVE-2025-2122, lets attackers manipulate data to boost privileges. In fact, Cisco has already pushed out patches for 26 distinct vulnerabilities across iOS and iOS XE, including remote file upload holes in iOS XE wireless LAN controllers, weak authentication bugs in the DNA Center API, CLI privilege escalations, CVE-2101-98, CVE-2200, and denial of service attacks via DHCP and Cisco Discovery Protocol. Anyone running iOS, iOS XE, or XR should upgrade immediately. Speaking of readiness, Cisco's 2025 Cybersecurity Readiness Index finds only 4% of organizations truly mature in their security posture, leaving huge gaps worldwide. Talos IR's new proactive threat hunting framework and Cisco XDR's AI-driven forensics tools aim to help SecOps teams stay ahead of emerging threats. In the UK, 80% of firms say they're vulnerable to AI-powered attacks, not because of technology limits, but talent shortages, with half of companies having more than 10 cybersecurity roles unfilled. Next, here's what's brewing over at Google. Chrome and Android are getting beefed up AI protections. On-device Gemini nano models now scan for tech support and web notification scams in real time, while a new enhanced protection mode uses AI to flag malicious sites and phishing lures. May's Android security bulletin plugs 45 to 47 flaws, including a free type 0 day exploited in the wild. And Google fixed an actively attacked CVE-2025-27363. Pixel owners, update ASAP. Google also agreed to pay Texas about $1 to $138 billion over long-running privacy claims, and reports a drop in zero-day discoveries in 2024, crediting more secure development practices. On the threat front, the Russia-linked ColDriver Group has upgraded its Lost Keys data theft malware, targeting Western governments and NGOs, and malicious PyPI packages have been found hijacking Gmail servers. Plus, a fresh OAuth bug can bypass defenses to grab unauthorized access tokens. Finally, a quick roundup from Microsoft. Security patches are out for a slew of Windows 0 day and high-risk bugs. A zero-click UDP flaw in Windows deployment services, a zero-click Telnet client credential theft issue, and a fresh exploit in the common log file system that's been used by ransomware gangs. Microsoft's rolling out a new DMARC policy to tighten Outlook.com email spoofing and warns that default Helm charts in Azure Kubernetes setups can inadvertently expose clusters to takeover. On the AI front, Microsoft highlighted the importance of agentic AI at GISEC Global 2025, identified 10 pitfalls for deploying autonomous systems, and continues to expand its Defender XDR for advanced threat detection and real-time response. That's the snapshot on today's big security headlines. Stay tuned for more updates, and don't forget to apply those patches. In the cloud, Azure's Linux kernels, affecting Bluetooth and MANA drivers, got patched in USN 7502, and Power Apps Azure vulnerabilities that could lead to remote code execution have been fixed. Next up in Lockbit news, a mysterious group, purportedly calling themselves Prague Spring, has breached the Lockbit ransomware gang's own dark web infrastructure. In this unprecedented strike, attackers defaced Lockbit's affiliate panel, dumped a MySQL database and Bitcoin private keys, and publicly exposed almost 60,000 cryptocurrency addresses tied to past ransom payments. What's in the leak? 60,000 Bitcoin wallets, allowing blockchain sleuths to trace funds that previously seemed untrackable. Thousands of victim negotiations and plaintext chat logs showing ransom demands, payment discussions, even internal administrative notes, user account data, passwords, private messages, and aspects of the Lockbit 3.0 control interface. Why it matters? One, law enforcement agencies and OSINT researchers now have a treasure trove of on-chain data to follow the money trail and potentially identify affiliates or operators. Two, the leak undermines Lockbit's claims of operational security and could sow distrust among its affiliates. Three, even though the group insists it remains resilient, this hack represents a rare moment when the hunted become the hunted, potentially changing the calculus of ransomware operations in the future. Stay tuned as cybersecurity experts chew over the dump and as tools like Lockbit GPT emerge to help parse the chaos, errors and all, offering free analysis of the sprawling cache of messages. One thing's for sure. In the ransomware underworld, no one's invincible. Here's your next up Telegram news roundup. First, scammers continue to target unsuspecting users with fake review and cryptocurrency offers. Victims are lured into posting bogus product reviews or investing in crypto schemes on Telegram channels, only to find their money gone, and in some cases, unknowingly complicit in illegal activity. Alongside these cons, cyber criminals are distributing new malware via fake job offers, especially in Russia, designed to steal credentials, financial data, and even deploy ransomware. Turning to bigger hacks, a newly uncovered campaign by the so-called GeoArc-i group has leaked 100 gigabytes of sensitive banking data and is demanding a ransom. Meanwhile, another sophisticated attack on a Russian firm via a bogus hiring message siphoned off nearly 1 billion rubles and exposed over 1,000 internal databases. Reports also show a separate breach of a national cybersecurity service affecting 250,000 users, with attackers coordinating through Telegram bots posting malicious links. On the defensive front, Telegram has rolled out an array of fresh security measures. You can now lock individual chats with passwords, block suspected phishing accounts, and benefit from improved DDoS protection and enhanced encryption protocols. The company reaffirms its no backdoor stance against government pressures, touting end-to-end encryption and robust privacy tools as key shields for user data. Finally, regulators in Russia are stepping up, cracking down on illegal crypto mining operations and shutting down channels used to traffic drugs, weapons, and misinformation, including spurious COVID-19 vaccine rumors. As threats evolve, experts underscore that vigilant use of Telegram's security settings, combined with good cybersecurity hygiene, remains the best defense against these ever-changing risks. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Stay vigilant and catch our next cybersecurity episode dropping weekly.